Well, you've heard of the legends like Alice Cooper, Ozzy Osbourne, Bon Jovi, even Michael Jackson and Pink. Who are the people that surround them when they play music? Well, we better know maybe Quiet Riot or Whitesnake, Blue Oyster Cult, band members. People behind the scenes, hired guns, if you will, out of the shadows and into the spotlight is a new movie that is hitting the streets Thursday. It's a one-day opportunity for you to head down to maybe the Pittsburgh Mills, where their location will be featuring this movie that is going to talk about those people that have become sort of known as the hired guns. And we're welcoming Rudy Sarzo of, well, Ozzy Osbourne's band years ago, Quiet Riot, Whitesnake, Blue Oyster Cult, and more. Rudy, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Bob. So it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Hey, give us a little background on how you got involved in this movie.
Well, I got a phone call from the one of the producers of the documentary. I thought it was going to be a really interesting slant on us musicians who actually, like in my case, I was hired to be an Ozzy Osbourne band, and then I moved on to be a founding member of Quiet Riot, you know, the mental health version of the band.
Yeah.
And actually, I was in the other Quiet Riot version of the band, which is the one known as the Randy Rhoads version of the band, which is how I got to join Ozzy Osbourne, you know, when they were looking for a bass player. So I thought, wow, you know, this is really an interesting concept, the fact that most of us musicians that become successful, we do have a background in being hired by somebody else, you know, before we get famous with our own bands.
Very cool. Whatever got you involved in music? I mean, obviously you had to have some connection to music because even your brother Robert has become a very successful musician in his own right.
Yes, he has. I don't know, just, you know, we happen to be born and raised in an era where rock and roll really defined the music industry. And to us, you know, being kids, listening to you know, bands, I mean, you know, most teenagers, especially back in the day, we were considered rebellious, you know. So I think that the music, the energy of the music is what really drove us to become musicians. And also, it was our network. This is how we made friends. Each block back in the 60s and 70s, each neighborhood for kids had a band. That's where we started playing in, you know, garage band. That's where the term comes from. You know, so it wasn't like us who were not really into sports, you know, playing football or baseball, whatever. Our team was a band, and that's how we socialized.
And obviously, you had an opportunity in your career now, what, 36 years strong, to play with some incredible musicians. But you brought up Randy Rhoads. That had to be a very unique time when just a lot of things were happening in the music industry, and especially in L.A. where the scene. But Randy Rhoads had to be one of those magical characters with the talent that he had. To share a stage with him, that had to have been a lifetime memory.
Yeah, sure is. Absolutely. Actually, I wrote a book about it. It's called Off the Rails. You know, because the number one question I get asked is such as yours. Like, what was it like to play with Randy Rhoads back in the day? So, you know, it's kind of like a time capsule, and it talks about, you know, about everything, all my experiences with Randy. You know, that is such a deep, great question. So let me travel back to 70s Sunset Strip in Los Angeles. Van Halen was the last rock band to get signed out of L.A. before punk and new wave became the focus of the music industry. Mm-hmm. And what happened was once the Knack and bands like the Motels and Devo got signed and they became very popular, you know, on the radio, basically what we that were left behind at the time, such as Quiet Riot with Randy Rhoads, and then you have versions of Motley Crue, a band was called London, you know, with Nikki Sixx in the band. Then you have versions of Dokken and Rat, known as Mickey Rat at the time. The door was shut on us. You know, I mean, we couldn't help it, but to play rock, you know, all of a sudden we couldn't become a new wave or a punk band. We were rockers, you know, so it was kind of like waiting it out while the music industry was telling us that we were dinosaurs, that our music was never going to come back. And it was like, damn, you know, what are we going to do? This is who we are. This is the only thing that we know how to be. And then in my own personal experience, Randy left Quiet Riot, joined Ozzy, they recorded Blizzard of Oz and Diary of the Madman. And then when it came time to put a new rhythm section to tour in 1981 for the Blizzard of Oz tour, they got Tommy Aldridge, and then they came to L.A. looking for a bass player. And Randy kept telling Ozzy and Sharon, listen, Rudy is the guy. And the reason why is because not only did Randy know that I could play those songs, but also the trust factor was so important. They were within 10 days of going on the road, and they needed a bass player. But they needed not just a bass player. They needed somebody who they could trust, somebody who was not going to be a drug addict or an alcoholic or somebody who was going to, like, disappear in the middle of the tour. So Randy can say, listen, I know Rudy. He's the guy that you're looking for. So that became a very important deciding factor. I had the gig when I met Ozzy the night before my audition. Before I even auditioned, Ozzy just asked me, listen, just be able to play the songs.
That's awesome. And, of course, the connection to Tommy Aldridge would continue on for many years, Whitesnake and other things. What are you up to in this present day?
Me, I am a member of the Guess Who. I just became an official member of the band. Jim Cale, founding member and bassist of the group, just passed me the torch on stage in Las Vegas a few months ago, and I've been playing with them ever since. As a matter of fact, we're just finalizing a new album. It's going to be the first Guess Who record in about 15 years.
Well, we'll look forward to playing that, Rudy Sarzo, and look forward to playing a lot of the material you've been a part of for many, many years, and appreciate you joining us here this morning, and can't wait to see Hired Gun out of the shadows and into the spotlight. Rudy, a pleasure to talk with you here this morning on the Rock Station.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for having me on your show.